Welcome to the end of our journey through the Songs of Ascent, Psalm 134 today on our journey through the Word. You've been traveling to Jerusalem for weeks. It's been a long journey, but a good one. Days filled with a mix of deep conversations, periods of silence, and determination, and looking after the needs of the ones who were tired along the way. Nights filled with campfires where you can hear other weary travelers unpacking the tensions of the long day with laughter and song. You've come so close to arriving into Jerusalem before sundown, but like all journeys, there have been challenges and setbacks. As the sun sinks beneath the hills, you think, we're almost there, so close. If we press on, a few more hours after dark, we'll be there tonight. So you keep walking, under the moonlight for that last stretch, knowing that to sleep inside tonight, after weeks of camping and travel, will more than make up for it. So you press on, leaning into your last and longest day of travel on your journey of ascent as your second wind kicks in. And then you see it, the city on a hill, lit up at night, glowing in the distance, beautiful and magnificent, the moonlight shining on Jerusalem's mighty walls and lit up from thousands of people who are visiting, just like you, celebrating, worshiping. It's quite a sight to behold, but then you hear it, the singing from all over Israel. Every Levite has made the pilgrimage, and they are all gathered around the temple tonight, worshiping, singing, and you begin to hear the songs as you inch closer. Not the songs you've been singing on this journey, the songs of ascent. No, the ones in Jerusalem have already arrived. They're singing different songs. But to hear the Levite choirs join together singing and worshiping the Lord fills your heart with such joy, such a rush. And suddenly, there's a spring in your step and your pace quickens. Inspired by the music drifting through the air, becoming louder as you approach, you begin to take up the final song of ascent, Psalm 134, the final one on your final push. You lead your traveling band in singing the words of verse 1. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. You know that right now, in the temple and all around the temple courts, that's exactly what the servants of the Lord, the Levites, are doing. The servants of the Lord are ministering to Him, serving Him, returning gratitude to Him for all He's provided for you as a nation, as a people, as a family, and as a person. As the city lights get brighter with each step, lighting your way, you feel that the Lord has blessed you. But although that blessing can't be physically seen, the light shining in the darkness is a picture of what it's like to be the Lord's people. You've had to walk. You've had to walk even through the darkness at times. And man, have you had to walk. Sometimes, even through the darkness. Yet His light has been with you. And there have been songs in the night as well, just like tonight. Like the songs you hear coming out of Jerusalem, they too are one of the many blessings that come out of Zion. So you sing verse 3. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who is maker of heaven and earth. That light music wafting over you as you approach are like the blessing coming out of Zion, a picture of the blessing of God Himself. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who is the maker of heaven and earth. You think about your long journey, the ground that's been beneath you, and the sky above you this whole time. Constant companions during this entire journey. And God made them both. He made it all. And you've been caught up between them, and somehow this comforts you. Maker of the heavens, you look up to the sky above you. The stars, the heavens, God made those. The rain that's brought you refreshment, the wind that's cooled you on hot days, and the heat that's warmed you up from cold mornings. The ground beneath your feet, It supplied the plants and animals that have sustained you on the journey. And the heavens and the earth, and all that's between, is you. God made you for His pleasure. This good God who called you to Jerusalem, who always wants His people close, He's called you to Himself, to come closer, to worship Him with your entire family. He has blessed you from Zion indeed. And it's been a long journey. These songs of praise have reminded you that this long journey was worth it. God wants you near, but He's also been with you all the way. My friends, we too are making our own journey together towards the heavenly Jerusalem. Sure, we've had to walk through storms, and sometimes we've walked through the night. But God has made all of those times, and we can take comfort in that too. For our journey's not yet done. You may be descending into trouble, as the first psalm in the Songs of Ascent always does, or you may be ascending the hill in trust and faith, like the second of all of the cycles in the Psalms of Ascent. Or you may be finally cresting the peak, like this psalm does, where you can see the end. You can see what it was all about. Wherever you are on that journey, one thing is certain. You will make it. We too will arrive and see that light shining in the darkness in the heavenly Jerusalem, walking through the night, knowing we're almost there. Just keep going. Keep pushing. And don't forget, my friend, to take the Songs of Ascent with you, singing as you go.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.